This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russians in 41 regions today began in-person voting in local elections. They're viewed as a crucial test for the increasingly unpopular ruling party, United Russia. International election monitors were not invited to observe the vote. The elections have come less than a month after the August 20th poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Navalny, an anti-corruption lawyer, is currently hospitalized in Berlin. German doctors say he apparently ingested the Soviet-developed nerve agent Novichok. His supporters say the Kremlin must have poisoned him. Tens of thousands of protesters gathered in the Kremlin, in the Belarus capital Minsk on Sunday for another demonstration after longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko extended his rule following a disputed election last month. Protests have been ongoing since the August 9th vote that opposition parties, the United States and the European Union, allege was rigged. On Saturday, thousands demonstrated to demand the release of opposition leader Maria Kolesnikova, who was jailed this week after she resisted being expelled from the country. Video broadcast by the Polish-funded Belsat channel showed riot police violently detaining at least 40 women. They were thrown into vans as clashes erupted in the city's central Freedom Square. Thousands of people have been detained over 5 weeks of protests triggered by the contested election. At least 3 people have been killed and hundreds injured. 7 weeks ahead of the U.S. national elections, President Donald Trump is contending he's done, in his words, an incredible job dealing with the coronavirus pandemic, even as about 35,000 new infections and 1,000 deaths a day are being recorded in the United States. Mr. Trump wrote on Twitter Sunday, deaths and hospitalizations way down. This is VOA News. Authorities on the Greek island of Lesbos have moved more than 300 homeless migrants and refugees into temporary facilities after a rash of fires razed the notoriously overcrowded Moria camp. The fires have left more than 12,000 asylum seekers without shelter. It's the biggest humanitarian crisis to grip the country in 5 years. The cause of the fires remains under investigation, but authorities contacted by VOA have pointed to arson, suggesting they were part of an organized bid by refugees angered by quarantine orders imposed after 35 people tested positive for COVID-19. On Saturday, thousands of the refugees took to the streets, banging plastic bottles and demanding that they be allowed to continue their journeys to the heart of Europe rather than be moved to a different facility. The Moria facility was built to house 2,300 refugees. Since then, rising tides of illegal migration have forced authorities to squeeze in 10,000 additional people. The move has drawn fierce criticism from international aid organizations and the United Nations. Today, September 13th, there are almost 29 million COVID-19 infections worldwide. The United States remains the country with the most infections, with just over 6.5 million cases. India has the second highest number of cases at 4.7 million. Infections in India's Maharashtra state topped 1 million on Saturday. An article in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that universal face mask wearing might help reduce the severity of the disease. If that premise is correct, the article suggested, face mask wearing could generate immunity and slow the spread of the virus. Former British Prime Ministers John Major and Tony Blair spoke out against Brexit on Sunday in an article in the Sunday Times newspaper. Major and Blair urged lawmakers to reject government plans to override the Brexit deal with the European Union. The two former prime ministers say it imperils the Northern Ireland peace agreement and damages Britain's reputation. The planned legislation, which will be debated by British lawmakers this week, has led to a furious outcry within the EU, as it would diminish the bloc's previously agreed oversight of trade between mainland Britain and Northern Ireland if a UK-EU trade agreement isn't secured. The British government has admitted that the legislation would break international law, but argues that it's an insurance policy in the event that a trade deal with the EU is not secured by the end of this year. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington. This is VOA News.